My next guest has some interesting news for us. It's a continuation of a program that was started some time ago that keeps getting better. Andy Bossman is the chief marketing officer for our friends at RSM, who we are going to see in the month of November when we go back up to the RSM Classic in that beautiful part of Georgia and staying at the Sea Island Resort and everything that goes along with it. Andy, weren't you guys just here recently? Didn't you send me some message that you were traveling through Southwest Ireland?
Yeah, I'm envious right now, Matty. We literally were at Ballybunion 2 weeks ago. So
really?
I may have been in the same little bed and breakfast you're at. But yeah, we did a little tour through Ireland, spent a little time over at Lahinch, and the weather was spectacular when we were at Ballybunion, but we had 35, 40-mile-an-hour winds to deal with. So downwind, that's great. Into the wind, not so much.
Well, at least you got a day with light winds, in fairness. That's nothing wrong with that. You know how it goes. So the Birdies for Love program that you guys started, which has had a profound impact on multiple charities. If you were sitting next to me at a pub here in Ireland and you said, well, we're just about ready, we launched already with last week's event, the Birdies for Love program for 2019, and I said to you, I'm sorry, Andy, I don't know what you're talking about. What would you tell me?
You know, Matt, it's it is a program where, as you just said, we will have a profound impact on the lives of a lot of people through more than $1 million in donations just from the Birdies for Love program tied with the PGA Tour. So Birdies for Love is something we've been committed to for a long time with the Davis Love Foundation. For years, we donated, just over $13 million through Birdies for Love and the Davis Love Foundation through the RSM Classic. But last year, we wanted to get more involved with the players. And we started by awarding $500,000 to three charities based on the three players who accumulated the most birdies during the eight tournaments in the fall. This year, we've expanded that to be a little over $1 million because in addition to awards for the three winners, each week, we're tracking birdies, and for example, this past weekend at the Greenbrier, Joaquin Niemann had 23 birdies along with Robbie Shelton, but when it came down to the tiebreaker, Joaquin Niemann won, so we're now working with him, and we'll donate $50,000 to the charity of his choice, and we'll do $50,000 each week through the 11 events, and then $500,000 available for the three that accumulate the most through the fall, so it's just an incredible way for us to stay engaged with the players and give back to just a variety of different amazing charities across the world, really.
RSM is one of the nation's leading providers of audit tax consulting services, right? You guys focus on the middle market, and as I mentioned, title sponsor of the RSM Classic. So numbers mean something to you. So please don't take this the wrong way, but it begs to be asked. When you're making this significant an impact for charity through PGA Tour events, where's the money come from?
You know, it all comes through our foundation. One of the things that we are passionate about as an organization is stewardship and giving back. And it's something that our leadership team and all of our partners have been passionate about for years. And so we established a foundation a number of years ago. Doug Opine, who I know you've had on, our chief financial officer and chair of our foundation. You know, it's when we had the idea with the tour and started speaking with our foundation board, they immediately stepped up and said, yes, let's go. We'll fund it. We'll put it out there because one of the things we want to make sure we do is give back to the communities where we all live and work and really help build the middle market leaders of tomorrow and through these programs. And I'll give you an example. This was my favorite, Maddie, and we spoke briefly about it, but Cameron Champ. Most birdies during the fall last year, and with that came a $300,000 donation of charity of his choice. Well, I loved talking to Cameron's dad when the week started at the RSM Classic because his comment to me was, you can't even begin to imagine the incredible impact this would have if Cameron won. Because we are looking to buy the 9-hole course in Sacramento where Cameron learned to play golf and transform it into a course to help kids learn the game of golf and the values of game and golf and to help those who otherwise wouldn't have that opportunity. And I couldn't be more thrilled to have been in touch with Cameron and the staff since he won. And in fact, I believe it's next week or the next couple of weeks here, they are hosting a kickoff tournament. They've now acquired the course. They're having a kickoff event and are putting his dream into motion. And a lot of that had to do with the $300,000 we were able to give him to help get it off the ground. And
that's Isn't it amazing?
It's incredible.
That golf can do that you guys put this up in the exact amount that they need to pick up the Foothills Golf Course in Sacramento and extend the game and its virtues and maybe change the lives of kids, it's mind-blowing. How, you know, it's one thing when you talk about senior leadership and a corporate philosophy, but how do the foot soldiers buy into this, Andy Bossman? How have the of those associates and employees and partners of RSM reacted to Birdies for Love, and what kind of support are you getting?
I tell you, in a way that would humble you, it is amazing to watch our employees lean into this because, as I said, this is an employee-driven program, and all of our 80-plus offices adopted. They select a local charity that they get involved with, and then, in fact, my favorite story last year is I moved to St. Louis 2 years ago, and I reached out to the office here and said, okay, guys, since I'm the executive sponsor of this program, we got to step our game up in St. Louis. But I put a match out there. You guys raise a certain amount, and I will match it with a party, not only for your donations, but I'll throw a party for the office. But you got to get to certain levels of participation, and they just knocked it out of the park. They were at over 90% participation of the employees. And as a firm, we tend to average over 80% firm-wide. But what I love more than anything, Matt, is the office came back to me and said, all right, so you're planning the party, right? You bet. They said, we don't want it. What do you mean you don't want it? They said, we would rather use that money and plan a breakfast for all of the volunteers at the charity we're supporting to show them how much we appreciate what they're doing.
Oh, my God.
Okay, we're in. So that it's just amazing how our employees, they get involved both in making financial donations, but it's things like that. It's where they personally get involved and contribute their time to these charities and the passion they have for it. It's amazing, and we get so many fun stories out of it. But to see the employees out and engaging in the communities and really helping youth in particular, it's really exciting.
It is very exciting. Folks, you guys have a choice as to who you use to service your needs. If you want to align yourself with the best of the best, and I'm talking about corporations that are not only about proficiency and ability and having the best talents at what they do, but we're talking about a revelation of what lies within a corporate soul and how much they care to give back and how much they want to be in tune and in touch with their community, then you may want to log on to rsmus.com, rsmus.com, so that you too can take advantage of that which you need done for your business. I respect that. I understand that. But align yourself with people that also align with your own sense of what we all need to do and should do to give back in our particular communities to help those who need the help. Andy, it's absolutely fantastic. I'm looking forward to seeing you in a few weeks down the road and getting an update on where we stand with all of this and seeing how it concludes and continuing all of our conversations, my friend. Thank you.
You bet. Great to talk to you, Maddox.